We had this the other night with my wife. The lady called her on the phone, who was definitely into transgender persuasion, and tried to get my wife into a fight with her. And my wife said, "You need to go to the Lord about this." And she said, "Well, what do we do with the 70 genders?" And she said, "No, there's two genders according to the Word of God. But you're going to have to go to the Lord. I can't help you today." She only called to argue. She was in no position to want to receive the Lord. And these Greeks probably wanted to scrutinize him no better than the Pharisees. They wanted to argue with him. See? If you're an arguer, you're a Pharisee. I don't care if you believe the basic things or the most deeper things. You know what? If you have the truth of God, you won't have to argue with anybody to receive it. The Spirit will make it known to them. The Bible says that they were not able to withstand the words of Stephen. They didn't agree with it, but the Word of God bowled them over. It bowled them over. I don't want to be in the argumentative crowd. I don't want to be in the crowd that only follows Jesus for miracles. I don't want to be in the crowd that only follows Jesus for prophecies. I want to be in the crowd that wants him for who he is. And he's saying, if you really want to see me, it's all or nothing, my friends. You got to see me fully. You got to see the one who died for you so that now you die and follow me. And sometimes we get held, we're so enthralled with, you know, I've been brought into salvation by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the grace of God is wonderful, and that's all I want to teach. But God has called us to make disciples, not of ourselves, but of him. Amen? And I'm finding this in foreign countries, that even Americans and Canadians that are going over there are not preaching discipleship to Jesus Christ. They're going along with the crowd. They're dancing with them and going along with their antics. But Jesus didn't dance at any party. Jesus said, if any man will follow me. And he never chased anybody down. He doesn't make you. He calls you. He doesn't force you. Amen. The Greeks didn't know what they were getting into. There's no record they came to see him. The Greeks wanted Jesus to come on their ground. Jesus isn't going to come on your ground. You've got to come to Calvary and be washed of your sins. You've got to come on the ground that he prepared. And then you need to renounce the world and the way of religion and go his way, not your way. Amen? With Jesus, it's a one-way street. Amen. It points strictly to him. How many want him today? Hallelujah. The Jesus that I've served yesterday, the Jesus that I've experienced yesterday, I thank God for him. But we need something fresh. We need to meet him in a new way. It'll break the power of fear over you. It'll break discouragement. It will break sickness over your life. Brother Sparks says, he'll either heal your body or bring you above the sickness. Either way, he gets the glory. For 16 years, Brother Sparks had terrible condition physically, prayed and prayed. He would expound and just be in agony. And then one day he was told, the Lord said to him, go and get surgery and that'll deal with it. Brother Sparks was brought up in an atmosphere. He had a very mean father, and he developed a lot of digestive problems. Brother Sparks was a contemporary of Watchman Nee and sat at the feet of F.B. Meyer and G. Campbell Morgan, some of the greatest English Bible teachers of the Keswick Convention in the history of the church. And he came to Jesus at a meeting and bent his knee to Christ at a tent meeting and received the Lord. But he went for years being dropped by many different brethren. I tell you right now, people will drop you, but Jesus will never drop you. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to turn our lives fully to him, though. Instead of getting caught up with the political climate, being caught up with when the next COVID plague is coming, what's going to happen in the upcoming election, we're not to be preoccupied with these things because the book tells us who's going to be elected. Amen. And we Americans may have to still endure another decade if we don't repent of what we see. I can't imagine if the wrong party gets in there again this time, what we're going to have to go through as nations. Even in Canada is reaping what they've sown in the liberal attitude. All the nations that go the liberal way pay. This is not a time to be nationalistic. This is not a time to defend our Americanism or our Canadianism. This is a time to stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ and stand with those that are standing with Him. Not standing with a country. There's many Canadians that are flocking to Florida because they feel this country so bad. They're going from a lion to a bear, my friend. They're going from a lion to a bear. You need to stand where God's placed you and be a witness for Him. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. And just have a word of prayer. And I'll let the pastor lead an altar call. I know there'll be something today. We're here to minister to you. If somebody needs prayer today, we'll be glad to pray for you. I love praying. I love praying for people almost more than preaching because Jesus wants to transmit His word to you. If you've come here with a need, you make it known. We'll pray for you today, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. Jesus cares about every part of us, and every avenue of our lives. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? But this is not an hour to pick our favorite Jesus. Amen. This is an hour to love Him and take all that He offers us. This is not a time just to stand in the elementary beliefs. Jesus loves me, this I know. Do you know what? Believe it or not, this is a confession. When I was in the shower this morning, I was singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. Because He doesn't want you to forget that. That's why He was resurrected. So that you'll never forget. As a pastor, as a missionary, you have to be diverse in your ministry. One minute you're ministering to those that are newly saved. I love to meet a newly saved person. They're just like little birds. They're just hungry for God. And you minister to them where they're at. And you tell them, you stick with Jesus. He'll take care of you. I remember the day I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. My pastor took me to Teen Challenge that Sunday night. I had been baptized in the Holy Ghost on a Sunday morning. He said, brother, I want to take you to a place and I want to show you what happens to a man or woman when he gets the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's more than tongues. And so they asked for a testimony. Everybody stood to their feet to give one. And one man stood up and he had the tracks of a needle on his arm. He said, all my life I wanted wealth. I never got it. All my life I wanted to make money. Never had it. Wanted to have lots of friends. Who wants to hang out with a drug addict even when they're converted? I always wanted that special lady. Never found her. But I have news. I found Jesus. And I see that man before me. And I think of him often. And I was touched that the baptism of the Spirit of God gives you a thankfulness. It gives you a joy. It does more than exhibiting tongues and emotion. It changes the course of your life. You begin to go on a way you never would have went. You shall be my witnesses, which actually means to be martyred. They didn't know what they were getting into when they received it. But Jesus is here today. How many believe that? He wants you to get a sight of Him. The one who walks on the water. Praise God. The one who knows about your dilemma. He knows the difficulty you've been in, and He knows where you're going. But He's able to guide you to the safe harbor. Amen? Praise God. Amen. When we were in Newfoundland, we ended up going to a number of different churches, and we were blessed. And we went to one, there's a lot of harbors in Newfoundland. And we went to this one church, and they were singing about the safety of the harbor with Jesus. A lot of those songs were written in Newfoundland. And how many know Jesus is our safe harbor? And Jesus is our refuge today, even in time of trouble. And I want to say this, Jesus is still King. He's still in charge of your life. He determines how long you're on this earth. No doctor determines it. And Father, we're grateful that we've come to the rugged cross. And I'm asking, Lord, that You'll bring us further in this hour. We will not belittle or put down what was done for us at the cross at the finished work of Jesus. Break our concepts, Lord. Take away the hardness in our own souls and spirit that have come from being in the heat for such a long time. We pray for thy Holy Spirit to melt us, O God, that we may sit at thy feet and be taught of thee in a fresh way, O God, that we may fully observe and consider him that endure the contradiction of sinners. And you were talking about something further than just continually rehashing the cross, but you wanted us to see him in a fuller way, that even if we leave him, he will never leave us. So, Lord, we're tired of circling the mount this morning. I thank you, Lord, that we're not worrying about COVID or post-COVID. We're not worrying about the politicians today and what's going on in the states of Canada. Our vision is to be of Jesus today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do not allow us to be distracted by the cares of this life. A fresh seeing, Lord, a fresh invasion of your presence into our lives, oh God. Come, Lord. Come to Canada at this time. Deal with this country, Lord. Lord, cause this nation to realize there's something more than religion that's needed. It's more than politics. It's you, Jesus, that we need. We're praying, Lord, that we'll come to the refuge. We flee to him in these days. Lord, that we might see him in the completeness that John the Baptist saw him in. That we might acknowledge that he is Lord. We thank you that every knee will bow and tongue confess. Lord, if there's some here that have not recommitted their life to Christ lately or need to submit to you in some fashion, I pray they'll bend their knee to you. Lord, I remember the prayers of Evan Roberts during the Welsh Revival. And he prayed, bend us, Lord. Bend us. Oh, Lord, the Canadian and the American. Lord, we need to be bent. We become set in our ways. Lord God, bend us again that we may submit to you and nobody else. We thank you for this gathering. I thank you for my dear friends who are the friends of the cross. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, there was John who stood at the feet. He was the only one that was at the cross of the men. But there was those sisters that were there as well. The true disciples followed him all the way. We pray, Lord, that where you lead us, we will follow. Give new strength to your people that are here today. We acknowledge, Lord, that we cannot go another step without you. We need your help, oh God. Lord, you are our answer. You are our salvation. We pray that you will bring us to where you want us. Lord, that we may be brought to where you are, that we might rule and reign with thee. I thank you for the throne of God. I thank you that we can come to that throne for help in time of need. But we also thank you, Lord, that you want us to see your glory there, and that we might yet see thy final appearing. Lord, that we may be that generation that may get to see you. We pray in Jesus' name. I pray for Pastor Terry, Sister Elizabeth, and the leadership that's in this church. I pray, Lord, that you'll hold up their hands in this hour, that you'll quicken them by the Spirit, that they'll know, oh God, that you're leading them on the right path. Lord God, let no one doubt your faithfulness to them in this place. Oh God, let there be a bending, they're turning to you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.